Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly cloudy today with our high nearing 53. Staying cloudy overnight with a low around 40. Cloudy and 56 into Thursday, then a chance for some rain showers Thursday night with a low around 41. Partly sunny and 57 into Friday, and partly cloudy and 36 Friday night. Warmer on Saturday, cloudy with a high nearing 60, then rain showers likely Saturday night with a low of 48. Winds gusting up to 30. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster. Currently it's 34 degrees.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I'm Trace Call. Cyril Gregory Bojanowski, 60 of Lawrence, the owner and president of CanRust Trading Company Incorporated, pleaded guilty on Tuesday for his role in a years-long conspiracy to circumvent U.S. export laws by filing false export forms with the U.S. government and, after Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine in February 2022, continued to sell and export sophisticated and controlled avionics equipment to customers in Russia without the required licenses from the U.S. Department of Commerce. Bojanowski faces a maximum penalty of 25 years in prison. The Shawnee County District Attorney's Office said they have filed three misdemeanor charges against Freddie Mayan, including domestic battery, criminal damage to property, and interference with law enforcement. Mayan was arrested during a domestic disturbance around 10 p.m. Sunday, December 10th. Mayan, who is the City of Topeka's chief financial officer, was placed on administrative leave during the investigation. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
No one is immune from scams, and that includes our nation's veterans. In fact, scammers specifically target veterans, assuming they have a regular stream of income from VA benefits. But the VA won't request the personal information by phone, email, or text. If an offer sounds too good to be true, it probably is. When it comes to fraud, vigilance is our number one weapon. You have the power to protect yourself. For more information, go to aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork.
Seven Clarence First Council Casino and Resort is the place to be on New Year's Eve. Ring in 2024, the sound of winning. Beginning at 12:15, Seven Clarence First Council Casino and Resort is giving away $2,024 every hour. And the party is just getting started. When the clock strikes midnight, one lucky player will win 20 grand in cash. Earn entries with your Seven Clarence Players Club card and win. Ring in the new year with the sweet sounds of jackpots. Seven Clarence First Council Casino and Resort. And the winners play Highway 77 in Newkirk.
The Lyon County Sheriff's Office has arrested a Marysville man on several charges in connection to a deadly crash earlier this year. The website for the Sheriff's Office shows that Travis D. Edwards, 47 of Marysville, was arrested around 1:30 Monday afternoon with a bond of $100,000. He was arrested on the following charges, including first-degree murder, two counts of aggravated battery, reckless great bodily harm or disfigurement, and interference with law enforcement officer, conceal, alter, destroy evidence. Law enforcement authorities are investigating a suspect on multiple drug allegations. Just after 2 p.m. on December 15th, sheriff's deputies and investigators executed a narcotic search warrant in the 700 block of Market Street in Osage City. A resident of the address, Jackie L. Wolf, Jr., 37, was taken into custody and transported to the Osage County Jail facility on requested charges of distribution of methamphetamine, possession of drug paraphernalia, possession of marijuana, and no drug tax stamp. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
As a business owner, you work hard to make a profit. Earning a living and supporting your family is always on your mind. At Blue Valley Insurance, we can help you lower your business expenses by finding the right insurance coverage at the best rate to protect your investments. Our agents have many years of experience handling all types of insurance policies, including commercial insurance. We have offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Put us to work for you. Blue Valley Insurance.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I'm Trace Tull. Richard Kelly of Omaha pleaded guilty on Tuesday in federal court to being part of a fraudulent scheme to defraud and get money under false pretenses. The government says that in the summer of 2020, the 61-year-old applied for CARES Act money as part of the PPP, or Paycheck Protection Plan, for his business, Kelly Auto Detailing. Investigators said he submitted a false and fraudulent list of employees and monthly payroll. He'll be sentenced in March. The felony carries a prison sentence of up to 20 years. Investigators with the Nebraska State Patrol arrested a Lincoln woman after she was caught attempting to bring K2 into the reception and treatment center on Monday. Nebraska Department of Correctional Services officials alerted NSP investigators of a visitor at RTC that attempted to pass an item believed to be synthetic marijuana to an inmate. The visitor, 40-year-old Natalie Miller, was arrested and lodged in Lancaster County Jail for conveying an article to an inmate. Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
Menards is celebrating Ryan Blaney's NASCAR championship with 12% off everything till Christmas. Keep warm in your garage or workshop with a DynaGlow electric heater. A 7,500-watt heater can warm up to 750 square feet and can be controlled by a remote or with your phone. Stay comfortable with a DynaGlow electric garage heater. $289.95 after 12% off. Hurry in before Christmas Day. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. Sorry, no price adjustments. See store for details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A Marysville man, 47-year-old Travis Dwayne Edwards, faces charges of aggravated battery and interference with law enforcement with a legal complaint of second-degree murder in connection with an April 5th traffic accident near Emporia. Kansas Highway Patrol says Edwards went left of center and struck a vehicle, which in turn rotated and struck another semi. Edwards continued striking two other vehicles, with both of those drivers listed as fatalities in the accident. Initial charges of suspicion of first-degree murder were reduced. Progress is reported in a mediation dispute with several area school districts and Prairie Hills USD 113 regarding district boundaries. Representatives had met earlier this month with an appointed mediator through the Kansas State Board of Education and reportedly reached an agreement in principle to transfer a portion of land from USD 113 to USD 380, Vermilion, Frankfort, Centralia, which was then unanimously approved by those respective boards. Negotiations with Jackson Heights, USD 335, and Nemahal Central, USD 115, are ongoing and not resolved at this time. Concerns with law enforcement pay in Pawnee County continue. Several residents commenting at a recent county commissioners meeting. Two deputies have indicated they will resign after the first of the year unless salaries are raised. The Pawnee City mayor was among those attending and asked how commissioners will respond to the requests. The sheriff was also in attendance and is working with commissioners to reach an agreement regarding changes in salary and policies. They met in executive session for nearly an hour. Pawnee County Clerk Candy Nicholas informed commissioner she will resign her position effective March 1st. First half 2023 personal property taxes are due today, December 20th. Taxes may be paid at any local bank by mail or in person at the treasurer's office. If using the drop box at the front door of the courthouse, please note your phone number and include your payment information and check in an envelope with your name and the payment stubs. It's very important you have payment stubs when paying your taxes. If you can't locate anything, you will expect longer wait times. An injury accident was reported in Nemahal County December 13th. Caleb Hunick, age 15, of Seneca, lost control and struck a culvert on K62 north of 146th Road. The driver was transported to Nemahal Valley Community Hospital. Richard L. Dick Mick, age 76, of Wymore, passed away December 13th. Mass of Christian burial Thursday, 10:30 at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Wymore. Burial in the Calvary Cemetery. Rosary Wednesday evening at 7:30 at the church. Visitation Wednesday, 10 until 7. Family will greet friends Wednesday from 6 until 7 at the Laughlin Ovid Funeral Home in Wymore in charge of arrangements for Dick Mick. Denise E. DeConing, age 65, of rural Pawnee City, passed away December 18th. Celebration of Life Luncheon is planned Friday, 11 a.m., Summerfield Community Center, with the Weary Mortuary of Pawnee City in charge of arrangements for Denise DeConing. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, tuna noodle casserole, peas and mandarin oranges, tomorrow cheeseburger soup, pimento cheese sandwich, celery and carrots, and cinnamon applesauce. KNDY News time is 7:14.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly cloudy skies today with our highs in the mid-40s and mid-50s. Staying cloudy overnight tonight with our lows in the lower 30s and lower 40s. Still cloudy throughout Thursday with our highs in the mid to upper 50s. Then a slight chance for some rain showers throughout Thursday night. Cloudy with our lows in the lower 30s and lower 40s. Sunshine on Friday with our highs in the mid-50s and lower 60s. And partly cloudy skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the lower 30s and lower 40s. Still cloudy, but warmer throughout Saturday with our highs in the lower 50s and lower 60s. South winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. The rain showers are likely into Saturday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 40s. Southeast winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. And rain showers continue into Sunday, mostly cloudy with our highs in the lower 50s and lower 60s. More scattered showers are possible Sunday night, cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid 60s, and scattered showers possible on Monday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late December 42, record high on this date 66, the average low 21, and the record low 12 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:43, sunset this evening at 5:07. 34 degrees ahead of sunrise. This check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 20th of December. KNDY News time is 7:16.
Reflections Hallmark is all about Christmas. Keepsake ornaments, signature Christmas ornaments, holiday greeting cards, and wrapping paper, gift bags, and box cards. Buy one, get one half off. Out with the old and in with the new, as last year's ornaments are 50% off. This holiday season, shop Reflections.
So much more than your favorite Hallmark store.
The return of Ja Morant, and number 6 goes down. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Ja Morant returned to the Grizzlies last night after serving his 25-game suspension. The Grizz were down as much as 24 points to the Pelicans in the first half. In the second, Morant took over. And with time winding down in the game...
8 seconds. 7 seconds. Jones waits beyond the three-point line. 4 seconds. 3 seconds. Morant into the lane. Spins. Hangs. Floats. It's good! Zeroes on the clock. Morant wins the game.
The call on WMFS. Morant put on his hero's cape, scoring 34 points, including that game winner. Memphis shrugged off that 24-point first-half deficit to rally and edge New Orleans 115-113. Morant post-game.
Basketball is, you know, like you said, something I've been doing, you know, pretty much my whole life. Something that's, you know, therapeutic, you know, for me. Obviously, you know, taking that away, it makes it tougher. But like I said, I had, you know, the right people around me.
Continuing in the NBA, Warriors edge the Celtics 132-126 in overtime. Steph Curry led all scorers with 33 points. Damian Lillard scored 40. Giannis recorded a triple-double for the Bucks as they defeat the Spurs 132-119. Lillard joined the 20,000 career points club in the process. The Blazers beat the Suns 109-104. Upset in the men's top 25.
Friars dribble out the clock, and it's 72-57. What a defensive performance by the Friars.
The call on Learfield, Providence drubbing 6th-ranked Marquette, 72-57. Number 23, Memphis crushed number 22, Virginia, 77-54. NHL, Rangers at the Maple Leafs.
Schneider carry the puck all the way to the net. Scores!
The call on ESPN New York, Braden Schneider broke a 2-2 third period tie. New York never looked back, beating Toronto 5-2. Wild edge the Bruins 4-3 in overtime. Carolina doubled up Vegas 6-3. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Tune for the Coach's Corner on KNDY. Stay up to date with the high school girls and boys basketball programs as we interview the coaches each week. Our Coach's Corner follows evening sports at around 5:20. And we highlight Southern and Diller Odell on Mondays, Centralia and Axtell on Tuesdays, Lynn and Hanover on Wednesdays, Frankfort and Valley Heights on Thursday, with Washington County and Marysville Fridays. The Coach's Corner on KNDY airs each evening around 5:20.
With the best barbecue around, Bite Me Barbecue has the perfect stocking stuffer for anyone. For a limited time, buy one $25 gift card and receive $10 off each additional $25 gift card purchase. Able to cater for any event this season for the best prices and the best service. Think Bite Me Barbecue and Catering in Marysville.
Good morning, I'm Seth Speck with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, a bit of a recap from yesterday and a look into the overnight numbers as well, as yesterday we saw mixed figures throughout the grains and a lower trading day for the livestock. That's where we'll start. We'll recap December live cattle finishing down 37 cents at 168.45. February dropped 85 to 168.77. In the feeders, same story, nothing but red. January feeders dropped $1.27 down to 221.90. March dropping 95 to 223.20. And a second straight day for losses in the lean hogs, dropping $1.02 for the month of February down to 70.55. April sitting at 77.60. That dropped 97 cents. At the close yesterday, it was mixed throughout the grains and through the overnight trading. We're seeing corn kind of gain back a little bit what it lost yesterday. March corn currently up a penny at 473 and three quarters. May at 486 a bushel. That's up 0.75 cents. Kansas City wheat slightly giving up some of yesterday's gains. March KC wheat currently down 1 3/4 through the overnight. That's for the month of March. Currently at 639 and three quarters. May sitting at 642 and a half. That's down 2 3/4. Now we head to the soybeans, as they had double-digit losses yesterday, but through the overnights, January beans currently up 4 1/4 at 13.16 3/4. March currently sitting at 13.24 per bushel. That's up 1 1/2. Soybean meal also bouncing back from yesterday. Steep drop-off, as January currently up 160 for the morning at 404.80. March currently at 393.30. That is up 90. And soybean oil had a comeback yesterday, finishing in the green and throughout the overnights as well. January oil currently up 5 at 50.78. March up 2 cents at 50.86. And down in the cotton markets, another green start to the day, up 52 for the month of March at 79.98. May currently up 60 at 80.87. Energy markets are slightly higher this morning. February crude oil up $1.02 at 74.96. March up 94 at 75.15. Unleaded gas is up half a cent at $2.20 a gallon. And natural gas currently right now unchanged at $2.49. A downward start to the day in the metals. February gold trading down 4.90 at $2,047.20. And December silver down 4 at $24 even.
Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are currently hiring cement truck drivers with a Class A or B CDL license. While experience is preferred, they welcome enthusiastic candidates who are willing to learn. This is a full-time position with a guaranteed 40 hours a week and comes with paid employee health insurance and a comprehensive benefits package. Interested candidates can pick up an application at either of their locations or call 785-336-3511 for more information. Join Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix in delivering quality concrete to Marshall and Nemaha counties.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Allie Nippert. As we move into the colder months, there are many things people who spend a lot of time outside in the cold need to watch for. Kansas family medicine doctor Ron Varner shares information about some impacts cold weather can have on humans. He begins by explaining what frostbite is and how to treat mild cases of it.
Frostbite is when, believe it or not, ice crystals form in the tissues, and when that happens, then you can actually clot off small blood vessels, get thrombi in the small blood vessels. Usually it's painful at first, and sometimes even the pain diminishes over time. They just become, if you will, numb. What you want to do is rewarm the extremities, which is usually where the frostbite is, in warm water, as warm as you can stand it. And it may take up to 30 minutes before the tissue begins to revitalize. And you can always tell by the furthest part, which is usually your fingers or toes. You want them to return to like normal flushing, where you push on it and you would get return circulation.
Varner discusses how a person can get hypothermia, the symptoms of it, and how to remedy it before it gets too far along.
Hypothermia is usually defined by your core temperature drops below 95 degrees. First symptoms are shivering and poor judgment, loss of coordination, which can be risky with farm equipment. And as it progresses, if it gets more extreme, shivering stops. And that's always a good warning sign. When the shivering stops, you're in big trouble. Your heart rate slows down. Your pupils dilate. You have loss of coordination. The treatment for that is just rewarm as quick as you can. That's one case where it's good to get up, move around, slap your arms, get the circulation going to restore your normal core temperature. In extreme cases, you have to be transported to the emergency room. They give IV fluids and try to resuscitate you back up to a normal core temperature. If not, it proceeds to coma and then eventually to death. I've had, as coroner, I've had two or three hypothermic deaths, and it comes on a lot quicker than what people would think.
He says a few simple things that producers should keep in mind as they're taking care of their operation when it is cold outside.
Keep warm, keep dry, and keep moving. You know, keeping warm obviously explains itself. Keeping dry, get rid of wet clothes as quick as you can because that hastens hypothermia and can hasten frostbite. And keep moving. By keeping moving, you stimulate circulation to all the muscles and tissues and maintain your core temperature at normal.
That was family medicine doctor Ron Varner on what health concerns cold weather can bring to people. Staying safe and taking care of yourself is important so that you are able to continue caring for your livestock during the winter months. I'm Allie Nippert, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
No sale this week at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Again, no sale this Thursday. They wish everyone a very Merry Christmas.
Midwest Land and Home will hold a land auction Friday, January 12th, 10 a.m. at the Beatty Community Center. Up for auction will be 320 acres of quality Marshall County land sold in two tracts. Both tracts are prime cropland known for production year in and year out with exceptional recreational opportunities and a small portion of CRP. Tracts are located 2 miles north of Beatty on Granite Road. Excellent opportunity for the avid hunter as the area is known for producing trophy white-tailed deer and other wildlife. All Midwest Land and Home auctions offer a state-of-the-art online bidding platform. Online bids open Friday, December 29th, and deadline to register to be an online bidder is 12 p.m. Wednesday, January 10th. For information or to view this exceptional property, go to MidwestLandAndHome.com or contact listing broker Jeff Dinkenbring at 785-562-8386. When you want the best, trust Midwest.
The fun and festivities of the season can also bring extra hazards for our furry friends. Some pet safety reminders today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, December 20th, the 354th day of the year. Actor Jonah Hill has a birthday, and the internet was born on this day in 1990 when the world's first website went live. Have you made a pet safety check since decorating for the season? If you have a cat, forego the tree tinsel. Eating it can result in serious tummy complications. Some plants are toxic to animals, including holly, lilies, and mistletoe. Poinsettia can be an irritant as well if ingested. Dogs should never eat foods containing grapes, raisins, or currants. They've been associated with canine kidney failure. Keep chocolate away from both cats and dogs. And liquid potpourri is a real danger, too. Cats especially are at risk of chemical burns from heated oils. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
From KNDY, 34 degrees this morning, and we'll look for highs in the 50s again for today.
Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Trace Tall. Kansas City Chiefs are getting a key piece to their offense back from injury this week. Andy Reid revealed on Monday that running back Isaiah Pacheco will practice this week after sitting out the last two games with a shoulder contusion. Clyde Edwards-Helaire and Jerick McKinnon filled in admirably, scoring four touchdowns combined in the last 2 weeks. However, they struggled to run the ball during this Pacheco-less stretch, combining for just over 100 rushing yards and one score. Pacheco's return should anchor what has usually been an efficient running team when he's in the backfield. The K-State Wildcat men's basketball team will have a fresh look in its last game before Christmas on Tuesday. K-State men's basketball revealed a video and pictures showing off the team's newest uniforms. The latest look for Tang's team features black pants and black shorts with purple letters and numbers outlined in white. The Cats will wear these new uniforms in their upcoming game against Wichita State tomorrow at T-Mobile Center in Kansas City. Mid-America Network Sports.
Tuesday night basketball scores in girls action. Chapman took Abilene in double overtime, 55-50. Clay Center beat Concordia 49-37. Diller Odell girls over Fairbury 46-31. In boys play, Abilene took Chapman 56-41. Concordia over Clay Center 50-44. St. Mary's defeated Wamego 44-42. Axtell boys took Wabunsee 71-52. And Fairbury trimmed Diller Odell 40-29.
KNDY.
Sensitive. I have a tendency to pay more attention to the things that I need. Sometimes I drink too much. Sometimes I test your trust. Sometimes I don't know why you stay with me. I'm hard to love, hard to love. Oh, I don't make it easy. Well, I couldn't do it if I stood where you stood. I'm hard to love. That you love me good, yeah. I am a short fuse. I am a wrecking ball, crashing into your heart like I do. You're like a Sunday morning, full of grace and full of Jesus. And I wish that I could be more like you. I'm hard to love, hard to love. No, I don't make it easy. Well, I couldn't do it if I stood where you stood. I'm hard to love, hard to love. And you say that you need me. Well, I don't deserve it, but I love that you love me. Couldn't do it if I stood where you stood. I'm hard to love, hard to love. You say that you need me. I don't deserve it, but I love that you love me.
little sandy town. She spent the summer there, a couple houses down. Well, it was magic in the air when she caught my eye. We shared three short months and one long goodbye. She was the one that got away, the one that wrecked my heart. I should have never let her go, I should have begged her to stay. She was the one that got away. Down on Ocean Drive, she set my world on fire on the 4th of July. We wrote our names in the sand under the star-soaked sky, but it washed away like she did with her. Begged her to stay, she was the one.